Lucifer said in verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to steal to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the heart tremble, who shook the kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? There are people that will see the devil in hell and they will shook their head. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are people today, especially young people, that are dancing the rhythm of hell. They are dancing the rhythm of Satan. They think that Satan has something to offer. But they will be so surprised in hell to consider, to realize they followed a nobody, to realize they followed a person who has no future, to realize they follow a person who can't give them the riches he claim he has, who can give them the kingdoms he claim he has. I know there is the glamour of this world. I know that the devil is the ruler of this world, and he can manipulate kingdoms, he can manipulate politicians, he can manipulate power, he can manipulate authorities of this world, he can manipulate money, he can manipulate wealth. And many people are running to the devil because of the kingdoms of this world. They are running to the devil because they want to be a politician. They are running to the devil because they want to rule over men. They are running to the devil because they want to become a mayor in the city. They are running to the devil to seek for solutions that they are meant to receive from God. And they think that the devil is a solution giver. They think that the devil has a better future for them. I want to remind somebody today that devil has no future for you. And many will wake up from a big surprise of their life. And they will ask themselves, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed cities, and made prisoners, and refused to open the door for the prisoners? This is the character of the enemy. But his end is eternal doom. His end is the lake of fire. So the devil has no future for you, young man. The devil has no future for you, young people. Praise the Lord Almighty. So stop dancing the rhythm of the devil. Stop dancing the rhythm of darkness. Stop waging your tail for the devil. You will regret it, and it will be too late. If God leads you to hear this message, turn your life to Christ. The hope of glory is Jesus, that has a future for all of us. They will be so shocked when they see the devil in hell. They will say, hey, is this the man we trusted in? Is this the man that gave us wealth? Is this the man that gave us rulership over men? They will realize they followed a loser. They will realize they followed a man with no future. Let's read the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. You see, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly. Hallelujah. To be, you see, there's a level I have heard certain people say that there are people that they can't walk with because they feel they have reached to certain heights of life. Praise the Lord. So there are category of people they can't walk with. There are category of people they can't eat with. There are category of people they can't journey with because they feel they are on the top of the world. That is a wrong mentality, praise the Lord. It's a wrong mentality. If Jesus walked with fishermen, Jesus walked with people who had nothing to show, who had no wealth, who had no money, praise the Lord, hallelujah, became too close to his ministry, hallelujah. Yet they were very rich people, very capable people in society, but they were not even part of who he is. They were not even part of his ministry, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If you needed intelligent people, if you needed people who had studied the word of God, like the Pharisee, majority of them refused to follow Christ. But Christ did not discriminate whether you are rich, whether you are poor, praise the Lord. He treated each one of them the same. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you know pride has entered into the hearts of many men of God that they can only walk, they can only fellowship with people that they think are in their level. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because they are in the level of the crowd, they can only fellowship with pastors with the crowd. They can only fellowship with pastors with big churches. Hallelujah. And when they see a pastor with a small church, with a small congregation coming to see them, sometimes you will not even get an opportunity to see a man of God. You will not even get an opportunity because the seed you came with is too small to draw the attention of the man of God. We have to be very careful not to be deceived. The scriptures say it is better to identify with the humble, with the lowly. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. It is better to identify with the lowly, with the humble. Hallelujah. Than to divide the spoil with the proud. Than to take the share. Hallelujah. With the proud. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We have to stay humble in this. If we want to make it in the kingdom of God, we have to remain humble, humble, humble. Don't be too big that you are unapproachable. Don't be too big that an usher can't talk to you. Don't be too big that a widow cannot talk to you. Don't be too big that a small pastor with a 10-member congregation cannot talk to you. Don't be too big that you can't create time for certain people. Don't be too big. Praise the Lord. Some of you have outgrown yourself. Hallelujah. You are thinking you are floating in the air. You are thinking you're floating in the air because of your achievement. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Don't allow pride cover you with scales. Pride can prevent a man from seeing clearly and eventually fall to destruction. For pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. The moment you see a man or a woman enter into pride, know that destruction is coming soon if they fail to repent. Know that that man is entering into an error if they refuse to repent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is very easy for somebody to enter into an error. Very easy. Very easy. So it is my prayer that we shall guard our heart with all diligence. What is the enemy whispering to you? Hallelujah. Be very careful. For it is not by might, neither by power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. It is by the workings of grace we are where we are today because of His mercy. Not because we are too learned, not because we know too much, not because we went to bigger schools and better schools, not because we work too hard. It is the Lord that supplies the grace. It's the Lord that supplies the grace. And thank God for whatever level you are. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for where you are. Thank God for His blessing upon your life. Thank God for good health. Thank God for good friends around you. Thank God. Bless God for the doors that He has opened, for the connections that He has brought upon your life. But never look down upon anyone. Never look down upon anyone, because we are all children of God and we are precious in the eyes of God. We are precious irrespective of our levels, irrespective of the crowd we command, irrespective of the wealth, irrespective of how much money we have in our bank account, irrespective of the color of our skin, irrespective of where you come from, which nation you come from, which language you speak, which race you speak, in before the eyes of God, we are all the children of God who have come to believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We all belong to our Maker. We all belong to our Father in heaven. We belong to Him. We belong to Jesus, the Maker of all. We are precious before His eyes. So never look down upon anyone. Never become too big to be corrected. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord help each one of us to stay humble, irrespective of growth. Let growth never crowd you, never cloud your judgment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's this scripture that says, Psalms 62 verse 10. Hallelujah. Psalm 62 verse 10. Hallelujah. Psalm 62 verse 10. The Bible says, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Praise the Lord. This is a word for somebody for a season. But if riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us, God is going to bless us, and God is going to bless us big. Some of us will become millionaires, trillionaires. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. For the sake of His kingdom, because His kingdom needs resources to expand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are millionaires that God is going to raise in the kingdom. There are billionaires. He's already raising them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, as wealth increases, set not your heart. Let it not become the center of your attention. Let it not become the center of your worship. That now all your preaching is all about wealth. All your preaching is all about material accusation. Not preparing men to enter into the kingdom of God. Into the light of His truth. Into the holiness of God. Into the righteousness of God. But now they are all drawn to the God Mammon. Where people now are coming to church to worship Mammon. They are coming to church because they follow a ritual. rich pastor. They are coming to church because they follow a famous pastor. They are coming to church because they want to tap onto prosperity anointing. Not because they are in need of Jesus. Not because they want to make it right with God. Not because they want to repent of their sin. Not because they want to draw closer to God. Not because they want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But they're coming to church because they have idolized the man of God. They have idolized the success of a man of God. They have idolized the success of a woman of God. I assure you today, there are many people that are in the church because of the success of the man of God. Not because of the love of God. Not because they want to know Christ. Not because they want to draw closer to God. But they are drawn with the luxury. They are drawn with the world. They are drawn with the big congregation. They are drawn with the kind of car the man of God is driving. They are drawn with the private jet. They are drawn with the kind of suit the man of God put on a Sunday. They are drawn with the kind of shoes the man of God is putting, because there are many people, many men of God today, they want to be idolized. So they will do things peculiarly to show forth that they are living in a certain world. They are living in a certain level. So they will take pictures, hallelujah. They will take pictures next to their private jet. I have seen some will even take a video showing themselves coming from their private jet. The idea is to show forth that they are in different status. So there are many people that will go to their church because they want to tap into that anointing that made the man of God to have a private jet. Therefore, the man of God become the God that men come to worship, become the idol instead of them now coming, because the man of God is drawing them to Christ. They are coming because they have made the man of God an idol. They have made the man of God an idol because the man of God is pursuing the riches of this world, has set his heart onto the wealth of this world. So the scripture is warning us that when wealth increases, put not your heart in it. When fame increases, put not your heart in it. When congregation increases, don't put your heart in it. Focus on God. Stay humble in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not allow yourself be distracted, and do not allow yourself to be a center of destruction. No matter how God lifts you, direct people to Christ. Direct people to the Lord. Our main reason, our main purpose in this life is to bring men closer to God. Many lives, many destinies, many men of God that started so well are ending so badly because they didn't guard against pride. They didn't guard against pride. I don't know who I'm speaking with today. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is saying, guard your heart. Guard your heart. When riches increases, don't put your heart into it. When growth increases, don't put your heart on growth. Don't put your heart on your private jet. Don't put your heart in your car. Don't put your heart in these things. And as you serve God, make sure you draw attention of men to follow Christ. For Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you for the authority of your word. Lord, we submit to your word this evening. That, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, help each one of us to guard against pride. For pride can easily slip into our heart without our knowledge, O God. Remove every scale upon our eyes. For we want to see and see clearly. We want to see you in the Holy Scriptures, O Father. Do not allow ourselves to be distracted with the fame of this world, with the riches of this world. Don't allow ourselves to be distracted with the gold and the silver. Almighty Jesus, teach us to remain humble in this journey. Teach us to remain true to the callings of Calvary. Teach us, O God, to identify with the lowly in the mighty name of Jesus. Not to feel exalted than we are in the mighty name of Jesus. That to remind us that we are called to serve, not to become masters. We are called to do the will of the Father who sent us, Almighty God. And Father, it is my prayer that you help each one of us at the sound of my voice, that we shall not lose anyone because of pride. We shall not lose anyone because of lack of focus. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, we shall finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall finish well in your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, irrespective of the increase of your glory, of your honor, of your mercy, we shall stay true to our walk with the Lord. We shall stay humble. We shall stay honest. We shall stay honest and truthful and faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. As you found your servant Moses faithful in all of the Lord's house, Father, it is our prayer that teach us faithful. Help us, O God, to stay faithful to our calling in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us a heart that is meek in the mighty name of Jesus, that will not look down upon anyone, irrespective of the color of their skin, irrespective of their language, irrespective of their nationality, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are all your children. We are all the people. We are all God's people in the mighty name of Jesus, created for the glory of the Lord. Father, deliver us from any form of pride. Deliver us, O Jehovah, from any form of deception. Deliver your children. Deliver your servants, O God. Remind us to remain humble. Remind us to remain meek, for the meek shall inherit the earth. Remind us to stay focused onto our true calling, onto our Maker. Remind us, O Jehovah, to stay focused on Calvary, focused on the doing of God, reminding us that it's not by might, neither by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord that this far we have come. We shall call you Ebenezer. We shall call you, you are our torch bearer. You are our light in the midst of darkness. For your grace is sufficient at the point of our weakness. Almighty Jesus of Nazareth, teach each one of us to remain focused, to remain humble, to remain seeking for you, relying on you, trusting on you in season and out of season. We shall not forget you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall continue to seek God. In poverty, in wealth, in lack, we shall continue to seek God. In abundance, we shall seek God. In pain, we shall seek God. In health, we shall seek God. In the name of Jesus, in season and out of season, our eyes will remain on the bigger prize. That is Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, help us, O God, by your mercy, by your Spirit. Help each one of us not to lose the way in the name of Jesus. And even those that have lost the way, help them, O God, to navigate life back again. Help them, O God, that they will not miss this misdirection, the way Lucifer misdirection and ended up in eternal doom. Oh makate zebinia, oh paseria dozavano, he perete zebetani, he pozavane het zeveria, opa babababo santa, repete pepezina, o sine mahanta. I want you to pray to the Lord to help you to remain humble in your calling, to remain humble and honest and faithful, irrespective of divine increase, irrespective on how he will use you, that you will remain true to your calling, you will remain true and meek in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will not miss the way, you will not miss direction, you will not think of yourself high than you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray that prayer from the bottom of your heart, that the Lord will help us, that the Lord will help you, because many are fallen out of grace for coming out of the will of God, because of the increase of material acquisition, because of the increase of honor and fame. Many have left their part of life, many have left their calling, many have left and have run to the world to take what the enemy is offering, because something increased into their lives. Mighty Father, help each one of us to stay humble, to stay meek, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us from haughtiness, deliver us from pride, deliver us from arrogance, in the mighty name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, wash our hearts, wash every pride, wash every bitterness, wash every arrogance. By the blood of Jesus, circumcise our hearts, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, circumcise our hearts, circumcise our hearts, circumcise our hearts, that we shall not consider ourselves bigger than your kingdom, bigger than your word, bigger than your truth, in the name of Jesus, that we shall continually be subjected to the authority of the scriptures. We shall continually be subjected to the will of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to stay true to our callings. Help us, O God, not to remove our eyes from you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that our eyes will focus onto you, Jesus. Our eyes will focus onto your help, onto your mercy, onto your grace, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall continually come before your sanctuary to seek for grace, to seek for mercy, for the time of need. For we need you, Jesus, every day of our life. We need you, Jesus. We need you in our hearts. We need you in our nation. We need you in our institution. We need you in our marriages. We need you in the lives of our children. For you are our Maker, you are our God, you are our God, and you are irreplaceable in our lives, oh God. We love you, Jesus, from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, Maker of all. We love you, King of Kings, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.